Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How would you like to have a joyful day, a truly joyful day?
That'd be nice.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I've had a few of those.
Yeah.
It's always nice.
I would like to think more than a few, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've had several.
Not much better.
Probably. I mean, probably more like mediocre days than bad or good, but.
Mediocre is going to be the breadwinner.
Yeah.
In that.
And probably more bad than great, honestly.
Aww.
That's true.
I mean, well, you know, researchers have figured out the algorithm, or the equation, as they say, for a truly joyful day.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you.
Okay. Give it to me.
Oh, yeah. BDE equals FAM6. Don't write this down. Plus FR2.
BDE.
Okay. Plus FART2. Okay.
I don't know what BDE stands for.
Oh, yeah,
I
do.
Yeah, I do know what it stands for.
Yeah, okay,
yeah, in this, I don't know what it stands for. Plus FR2 plus SOC 1.5 plus EX2 plus EAT1 minus WRK6 TV1 CMT.25.
Country music television.
That's what I thought
of. Too much time.
I got BDE. I got FART. I got EAT1.
How about we do this?
This all sounds right. I don't know. I don't remember all the other things you said.
Here it is without the math.
Okay.
I mean, you can do the math, but you don't need to.
I don't want to.
To have a truly joyful day, they according to their research, 6 hours a day with family. Now, I know a lot of you are going to stop right there and say, "Who's family?"
Yeah. My family?
But 6 hours a day with family. Now, that could mean a lot of different things.
Okay.
Could be you and your significant other doing something fun, or
sure. It
could be you and the kids.
Yeah.
You at a family get together. 6 hours, not gonna lie, seems like a long time.
I mean, maybe.
Plus 2 hours with friends. You're 8 hours deep already.
Okay.
And you've only socialized.
Okay. All right. So this is why not every day can be a joyful day. There's not enough hours in a day.
Impossible.
So this is a Saturday or a Sunday, probably.
Probably.
Okay.
6 hours with family, 2 hours with friends. Plus 1.5 hours of extra socializing. I would be exhausted.
Who's left?
That's a lot of
time. 9.5 hours gone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe like socializing, then it's more like with just strangers or people out in public. Maybe you're like a public thing of some sort
or
another.
That's not that joyful for me.
Mm-mm. It's about, 2 hours of exercise.
Oh, man. Okay.
What are you even talking about?
2 hours.
I mean, if I'm playing pickup basketball again, that was easily about 2 hours, and I loved every second of that. That also was social, really connected for both.
Yeah, that's going to depend on what kind of exercise. If that's just on a treadmill alone, that's not going to do it. If it's out,
there is no joyful day.
Maybe kayaking, that's peaceful.
And can be social.
And that can be social, too.
So 2 hours of exercise, so that's 11.5 hours of your day now.
Okay, all right.
1 hour of eating and drinking.
Okay, well, you got to have those.
Spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And it all has to happen with less than 6 hours of work that day. And it can be only 1 hour of screen time and no more than a 15-minute commute.
Oh, perfect. More unrealistic expectations. Okay. I need more of those in my life.
Is any of that possible?
I mean, you have to have a short commute because you simply don't have enough time in the day to have anything longer than a 15-minute commute.
Well, and you better not have one errand to run, one bill to pay, one meal to cook, one thing to sweep or clean, because you're at, before work, you were at 11.5 hours. So that's 17.5 hours plus an hour of screen time and 15-minute commute both ways.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like
sleep for 6 hours.
I think that's doable. I think it can't be on a work day. Work ruins everything, especially if there's an alarm clock involved. But like, I would say, like, my Sunday, this past Sunday was a pretty joyful Sunday for me. I got to wake up without an alarm clock. Mm-hmm. My boys were with me. I did at least 2 hours of yard work, i.e. exercise, because I was like physically doing stuff. It wasn't like I was just staring at flowers. Yep. I was out using a chainsaw and stuff like that.
That feels good because it's productive, too.
I had friends over, and I had a bonfire with the kids, and like that was and we made dinner. It was a good day.
Pretty full day.
It was a good day. Yeah, well, like that was a joyful day.
Yeah, you're right. It has to be a weekend.
I was close.
What was your screen time that day? Things. Probably nil.
Oh, I'm sure I still worked it in there. I mean, I sat on the toilet for a little while in the morning.
Oh, yeah,
so
there's an hour.
There's an hour.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, yeah. I didn't have a long period of like one set, but I still check it all the time. But
Kelly,
I felt
how
pretty
many,
good about that day.
How many truly joyful days do you think you've had in your lifetime?
In my lifetime?
Like Hot Wings said, you know, I've had several.
Oh my God, I'd say hundreds.
I would have too.
I'd say hundreds.
I'm not trying to.
I mean, in my lifetime, yes, I'm sure it is hundreds, but less as an adult.
Yeah, it's
less
harder
when
to come
there.
By.
Yeah, when there's more responsibilities and things like that, it's a little tougher when there's
doesn't it
spouses or kids or house stuff to worry about or paying taxes or just day to day stuff. Like it's harder to have what you would describe as a joyful day. I have plenty of joyful moments in a day. Like there are times here almost every morning. There's a joyful part to my day. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't describe the whole day as, oh, I had a joyful day today.
Is it like before I get here and right after I leave?
I mostly. Yeah. I mean, probably.
What is the most, when you think of adult, because you're right, let's take out kids. The worst part about joyful days as a kid is you don't know enough to appreciate them.
I thought you were about to say the worst part of a joyful day as an adult is kids.
As kids.
I was like, damn, all right.
Some days.
That has been true.
But sometimes the least joyful part of a day for a kid is the adults.
Try taking a family vacation, right?
That's
it can be fun. But Kelly, as an adult, like how many joyful days do you think you've had since Christmas?
Oh my God. I love my life. So
I you like, feel like this is a referendum.
No, I don't know what that word means. So yes. just kidding. So yesterday, for instance, I thought yesterday was a really joyful day. I had a great day at work, and then I caught you in the elevators and we had a really open and great conversation about a job and
about adult things.
Yeah. Adult things that a lot of places you don't think about and you can't have those conversations. I almost texted you later to be like, hey, I super appreciated that conversation and that we work in a place where we can openly talk about these things.
I did too.
Because it's important for your career. And I was like, no, don't do that, Kelly. That's just, it's going to come off like brown nosing. And then I laughed at myself because I was like, he wouldn't think that. And then I got distracted because I was outside laying on the driveway, throwing the ball with the dogs for like 3 hours. And I was so happy. I texted my neighbor and said, hey, does your dog want to come play with our dog?
That's pretty joyful.
And then when I knew my roommate was having a crazy, terrible day, somebody had sent us all these awesome snacks and treats from Japan. And I was like, I got new chopsticks and a reason to use them. And my roommate's had a stressful day and she loves sushi. We're ordering sushi. So then I ordered so many sushi rolls, they gave me a freaking platter to bring it home in.
Dang.
And it was so pretty. I had to post it to social media. I had the most joyful day yesterday. So I feel like, for the most part, I could answer more about how many non-joyful days I've had. And that's probably like five.
Five?
Maybe a week.
Okay.
Maybe a week since January.
Do you feel, Yeah, again, since Christmas.
Yeah,
so that
since
makes
Christmas,
sense.
Yeah.
I forgot that we said that. I was like, five non-joyful days your whole life?
No, no, no.
Then I remembered.
It's been the last 4 months.
How many joyful days do you think since Christmas?
Since Christmas? I'd say about half of them.
About half?
Yeah, I'm at a point in my life right now where we've talked about this before. Work feels like home and home feels like work. Like my personal life just is a lot of work.
I know how that goes.
Right now, and it's, I don't know. I find more joy on the days that I do get to come to work and hang out with you guys and do work things, or like when we travel and stuff. Like those are joyful days to me.
Yeah.
So
we'll have two this week.
Yeah.
But is that a whole day of joyful or just 5 hours of joyful?
Some of those have been whole days of joyful.
Because like for me, I'm looking at like, it's got to be start to finish. Like I have almost every day is joyful in some at some point or another. Like when my kids get off the bus.
Yeah.
It's a joyful moment.
That is.
But then when Troy calls at 7:30 last night and says, hey, man, I don't have any of your tax information, and I don't know why. I go,
Not joyful.
I go, now I got to figure out how my printer works again.
Steven, what's your joy level?
Since Christmas?
Yeah.
10 days, probably. Yeah,
that's probably about right.
10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve, feel like I want to hug every one of you guys.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid to answer. Steve, what if I told you there's someone who wants you to get a bike from them when we're in Northeast Pennsylvania? You're on the hunt for an old school BMX bike.
Not
yes?
old school.
Why
Not
don't a- you want your bike, Steve?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Because as I talked about last week, there have been tremendous advances in technology in the last 20 years. So a bike that you used to have that would be 48 pounds is now half of that.
Okay.
Yeah, but now it's going to be too offer. Much bike for you, man. You got to start with heavy.
It's actually less.
Listen to this offer.
Okay.
Okay? I know it goes exactly with what you're saying.
Yeah.
I have a Harrow Cosmo. Am I saying that right?
Sounds right.
Harrow, yes.
Okay. Hanging in my garage. I can't get pictures. I'm at work. I saved it from my brother-in-law's basement, so it's a project bike, but you can have it super cheap. I'll meet you in Scranton. You can take it on the plane. You won't have to even pay for shipping. Huh?
I mean.
Bring it. Steve will take it. I'll speak for him.
I have offered you $100
Steve,
if you
to bring one
successfully
on a...
get a bike on a plane.
How joyful would our Saturday be?
Yeah.
Kelly, Hot Wings, Maitland.
I'd like that morning.
Me and you. Mm-hmm. If you were carrying a bike through the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Airport
at 5:30 in the morning.
Yes. And then rolling it through Chicago on our layover. That would be amazing.
Oh, I could be doing tricks all through the terminal.
Yeah, you have to ride it slowly.
You'd be the most hated man in Illinois doing that.
You could ride it on that, lower area with all the cool neon lights.
Oh, yeah.
You could ride it on
next
that.
Next to all
little,
the paint samples?
You would go so fast on that people moving conveyor belt.
Yeah. And then when you get to the escalator, you have to balance on it, you know, like turn your wheel sideways.
Oh, I can do that.
Balance
Not
all the way
problem.
Up that, three-story escalator. Yeah, that would be pretty great, man. Watching you go through security with that would be pretty cool.
That would be joyful.
So you're in? Bring the bike!
Yeah, they let wheelchairs in. Why wouldn't they let your cool BMX bike in?
Yeah.
I went through security with a fender in my hand before.
Don't you think this would be easier, right?
Yeah.
No, probably not.
No, I mean, it's longer and taller and wider than a fender.
I forget.
They
gate checked your fender,
right?
They
gate checked my fender.
Because we saw someone carrying it across the tarmac in Wisconsin.
I think I still have a picture of that on my phone.
I think I have one too.
Yeah.
You're like, that poor guy, he thinks that he hates me so bad right
fender.
Now.
I got to imagine if you managed to get that through security and you got it all the way to gate check, you'd see a groundsman riding your bicycle around on the tarmac.
Doing tricks.
Yeah, definitely. And then hucking it into the
throw it so
the cargo
hard.
Container area.